the homie, Damar Randy. Hi, Damar.
Hello.
People cannot see you waving, Damar. This is audio.
If you can't hear, I'm waving childishly.
This is how Damar talks. He's very laid back, real chill person. Love it. Love the vibe, Damar.
Am I laid back?
Are you?
Am I laid back?
You know what? I will say this about you. You are laid back. You have a laid back, chill, playful vibe,
yeah.
But you work harder than anybody, and you wouldn't know. So don't judge people based on their voices.
I do that.
Do you?
Oh, yeah,
who
I do.
Who do you judge?
I told Maurice. You know Maurice Spears?
Yeah,
I told him that I had a hard time. I told him I have a hard time listening to you because you had a voice sounds like slow.
Did he say pot kettle?
No, I apologized to him.
Oh, okay.
Because I hadn't respected him as a person.
Oh, you didn't respect him.
His opinions and his voice, you know. Mm-hmm. So I had to apologize to him because I was like, it's just the way you talk.
This is what it is. And I think people from the South have that too, because they have an accent and you automatically think that they're not with it. And they can be smart, but you can't take them seriously.
Right.
No offense to people from the South listening to this.
Yeah, there's some people's voices, you can't take them seriously.
You can't. So I mentioned earlier, you're one of the busiest people I know on the planet. You've got a fashion line. You do comedy. You're dropping an album. And then you're doing a musical album. You already did it, And what was the other one? And you got a movie coming out. How are you doing this?
All right, and I'm on a commercial.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, a commercial.
Jesus. And I got a podcast network. I just started.
You got a podcast network?
But I have two shows on there. I'm adding a third. Yeah, I'm just busy.
Well, this segues into one of the questions I want to ask you then. Okay. How do you stay motivated to do the mundane tasks of your business when you don't feel like doing them, but you know they have to get done? What motivates you?
I think I just keep in mind my why. Yeah.
What is your why? Can I know?
All right. Well, look. So, my why is my family, you know what I'm saying? My why is where I come from and all the people that are from Compton, you know what I'm saying? All the people that are black, all the people that grew up tough, you know, all the people that, had to fight hard, you know, to survive in life, you know? Those are the people, those are my whys, you know?
And how do you keep them in mind while you're doing it?
I think, you know, I don't have any kids. And I think that's hard for, creative people because... You actually missing a part of your life. You're missing a part of your development and growth by not having the parental chemicals kick off in your brain.
Wow, I never heard that before.
You know?
Yeah.
But those parental chemicals kick off and you're automatically you can go days without any sleep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you have that parent thing going up in your head that you just creative just be like, oh, I'm so tired.
You love something so much.
Yeah.
You do anything for them.
Yeah. So you gotta figure out a way to tap into that energy.
Ooh, how do you tap into it? Hook me up.
I mean, I have a dog. You know, she helps me out.
What's your dog's name?
Zena. She's a 13-year-old mastiff.
Oh.
Yeah, it's my baby.
So you're like, I'm doing this for you every day.
I do. I want to get her a house.
So you're out. You're doing so much. What is some of the best creative advice that you've gotten so far in your journey?
Trust myself. That's been the best advice.
How has that manifested for you? And what has happened to where you're like, no, I got, you remember that, okay, I got to trust.
Yeah, I got to trust. I don't know. I guess it just keeps popping up. It keeps becoming it keeps reminding me of that, you know, everything I do is statistically, I shouldn't exist. You know, I should be dead statistically. You know?
Tell me more about that.
So I feel like I have I always felt like I was on borrowed time. So I would because I always felt like I was on borrowed time, I try to maximize every hour that I spend in my day, you know? I try not to waste it, you know? I'm never sitting down watching TV. I'm always there is something to be done. There's always something to be done.
So it's you are super aware of your mortality.
Yeah.
And so that's just pushing you to
I've been shy in my face, you know.
What?
Yeah, I got shy and dry in my face.
Oh my god. Yeah, so and that's how you feel, that's why you're on borrowed time.
You know, but you're up in Compton, you're always under the threat of death, you know? The threat, the idea of death and the threat of death is like you live in a constant state.
I can't imagine that.
That's why it's only 100,000 people in Compton, but we make a lot of noise.
Well, you're making a lot of noise. Right. So go back to that advice about trusting yourself. Can you remember who gave you that advice? And if you tell me it was yourself, I'm going to die. You trusted yourself to tell yourself that. No.
I guess people just whisper it. You know, people plant those seeds. Mm. You know what I mean? You can't give it to any one person, but a lot of people have inspired that.
Well, sometimes you have to hear a message over and over again.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a repetitive one.
I love that you stay tuned to that and you hear it and that you're open to hearing it.
Okay, well, like, all right, so, like, I've had no choice, though. What did I do? I was either, like, it was either fall backwards or move forward, you know? Mm-hmm. I could fail forward or backwards. I'd rather fail forward, you know?
Seems like everything in your life is very intentional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Are you not like that?
I work from a place of why I'm, like, what if, like, I treasure my energy, so I have to know why I'm doing something in order to do it. Like, it's got to make sense to me. But that feeling of, like, I'm about to die or whatever, like, the older I get, I feel that, but it's not, it's not, like, an urgent, yeah. I kind of wish I had it, but I kind of wish I don't, because that sounds scary.
You need it.
You're right.
You need it, or at least, like, that's why the mom thing helps.
Yeah.
You're a baby, you know what I'm saying?
I've heard that. People have kids, and then all of a sudden, they get so much more motivated. They think it's going to hold them back, but it just, like,
no, it doesn't hold you back. It, like, gives you, like, the second boost of wherever you're trying to get
to. So what would you say to people who are, like, I'm struggling to find that motivation? Like, how can they tap into that parental energy that you talked about?
I mean, you get a dog, you know. You can, like,
go to Compton.
You can, like, take more risk in life, you know. That'll give you that. It'll give you that feeling.
Risk how?
You know, like, you know, like, do something you don't have the confidence in.
I love that. That's got to be a bumper stick. That's got to be something. Do something you don't have the confidence to do.
Right.
I love that.
And just, like, feel the energy of maybe feeling.
That'll make you feel,
you know,
alive.
And use that, like, you know, I use that when I want to, like, you know how everyone has, like, these feelings of, like, self-mutilation sometimes when you, like, do stuff that hurts you?
Yeah.
You know? That's what I do. I, like, just take chances.
But you do it with taking chances and risks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way to do it.
Because I don't really do drugs. Like, I don't even really drink, you know? Like,
yeah.
I only smoke weed, you know?
Yeah.
So I, like, that's where I get my highs from, to just trying shit.
So, you've been in this business for a while. I haven't seen you around for a long time. What's some of the worst advice that you've gotten? You've got, your best advice is trust yourself. What was some of the worst?
I don't know. As soon as I hear bullshit, my ears go off.
Like, I already got the advice to trust myself.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Trust to not listen to this.
Yeah. I think all the advice I've gotten has been the worst advice, you know?
Really?
Yeah, like, most of it is terrible advice, you know?
Can you give me an example?
Yeah, like, everybody's advice sucks ass, you know? Like, seriously, like, everybody's advice sucks because they're, like, their imagination and their, like, realities are so small, you know, that they can't even, like, fathom how big I want to do shit. So, like, their like, advice is so small, you know. You're like, all right, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
But you're nice about it. You just smile and say thank you.
Thanks, man. You know what you need to do?
Yeah.
People give so much unsolicited advice.
And it's about stuff they don't know anything about.
No, not about. You know, are you an expert at anything? No. All right.
But this is what you need to do.
This is what you need to do. Right. All right.
But have you had setbacks in this career? Like, even if it's just, like, a bad set or, like, something that didn't go as planned. And if so, how do you – hold on a second. How do you check yourself?
How do I check myself?
Yeah, like, how do you deal with disappointment?
I try to do it again. It's as fast as possible.
You know what? That was in this book, The Artist's Way. I don't know if you've read that by Julia Cameron. It talks about, like, if you have a creative setback, to just do something, like, do it again.
Do it again.
Nurture your artist in some other kind of way.
Right.
To not.
Yeah, or I'll just go do something else really good that I'm really good at, and I'll be okay, you know? Because I got other gifts, so if I'm like, all right, if I fucking suck the comedy today, then I'm going to go write a fucking beautiful song.
Yeah.
You know, with that feeling, you know? So then I'll transfer that energy into something else.
How do you have so much energy?
Because my why's are big. Mm. My why's are heavy, so.
I love that, man. I wish I could bottle up that energy and just, like, sell it and be like, hey, you want some why's? And then it's like wise, WYSE, like wise, but like,
yeah, wise. You're my
hey, thick and big here. And we're gonna take a moment here to thank our sponsor. How to go. I just made up a name for how to go. I gotta tell you what's in this.
Okay.
I think you know you're familiar with how to go brand. And go to
Hell yeah, they're all over the world. I hear about Ho to Go everywhere I go.
All the hoes got it.
Yeah, and all the hoes in my house have one of them.
It's Ho, the number 2, and go.co. And let me tell you what they have in here. These are the essentials to save you from the walk of shame. There's no shame in your game because you've got flip-flops, you've got a plain black tee, black leggings, sunglasses, aka hater blockers, that's what it says. Okay. Velour jewelry pouch, a tote, makeup remover wipes, deodorant wipes, toothbrush, toothpaste, hair tie, headache relief, and lip balm.
Wow.
I mean, how
the only thing in there is dignity. There's no dignity in that bag.
There's plenty of dignity in this.
No, I'm joking. But you know what? You know what I like about that bag?
What?
It's pretty. You know what I like about that bag? One, it looks so good.
It does. It's very aesthetically pleasing. I wouldn't be embarrassed.
It's designed.
I mean, it looks like a makeup bag.
Right.
Like a
giant
makeup bag.
You can almost put
a
handle on that.
I would love a handle on this. Or like a backpack or something.
Yeah.
I love the Ho to Go.
It's so empowering. It's so empowering.
A handle bag comes inside,
people.
Oh, wow.
So it's the tote. A handle bag.
I'm just getting away.
No way. Wait, hold on. It's a tote. They didn't say it's a tote.
There's a tote in here, which I think is totally awesome. Oh, wow.
It's
senior genius.
Totally.
Oh, it all comes in a tote. Tomorrow.
Look at that.
Tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
And then you can go shopping.
She ready for a quick little stroll to the farmer's market.
Oh, my God. I want this. You know, this bag is good.
What's this symbol?
That's the Ho to Go logo.
That's the Ho to Go logo? Oh, I like that. Ho to Go logo.
Even if you're traveling.
A female symbol. Mm-hmm.
Female single and what?
She's going.
Oh, this is the female symbol.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is great. Like, as comedians, we travel a lot on the road. It's so nice. This is perfect for just like a weekend trip.
Go on rapid. But
oh, what is this?
That's the leggings and the t-shirt and sunglasses in there.
And then we've got the flip-flops right here.
Is there extra panties in here too?
We didn't put panties because bitches is different sizes.
Oh.
But they have the leggings.
You can put like one of those all-purpose stones.
You don't need no
You don't need it.
Like,
you don't need it.
Yeah, right.
Thank you so much. Look them up. Amazing. Amazing company. Howdy, guys. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Okay, so today's word of the day is extrovert. Extrovert, a person concerned more with practical realities than with inner thoughts and feelings. You know how I like to define extrovert? A person that's comfortable posting more than 3 times a day on Instagram. Who's your favorite extrovert? Tag him in this. On Instagram, and be sure to tag me at A Little Advice Podcast. Okay, back to the show. Tabar.
Yes.
You ready to play a game?
Yes.
Who's ready to play a game? Go game time! I hope we'll have an insert for that. Okay, so this is a psychological game. This is inspired by, you know, Whitney Cummings, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I read her book, and she talks about.
You read her book?
Yeah, I read constantly. Audiobook.
Okay,
like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you by that. Yeah, sorry, I stay reading. So she says to do this with your dates, and it's a little psychological test here, okay?
Okay.
Questions for you. What is your favorite animal?
What's my favorite animal?
Yes, what is your favorite animal?
A lion.
Why? Give me three reasons why or three adjectives.
I like the social structure. I like the texture of the hair. And I like what they do. I like the amount of time they spend sleeping.
Okay. All right. So your next question is, what's your favorite? You're going to appreciate this. What's your favorite article of clothing you like to wear? It doesn't have to be your specific piece, but if they like, it could be like jeans, sweater.
Jacket. I love jacket.
Why?
My mom used to make me take a jacket everywhere.
Wait. Give me three reasons. Three reasons or three adjectives.
Wait, what do you mean? Three.
Yeah, like it's
I'm always cold.
It's fuzzy. It's okay.
I'm always cold. I like extra pockets. Mm-hmm. And you can sleep in it. I've been in jail with jackets, and I was like, fuck, I should have my other jacket.
Okay. All right. And the last question before I tell you what this means about your subconscious.
Okay.
What is your favorite body of water? And this could be lake, ocean, shower, a glass of water, you name it.
What is my favorite body of water?
What is your favorite body of water? This is an important one, too. And then I need three reasons why. Or three adjectives to describe it.
I guess the ocean. I like rivers too. I love rivers.
Okay, you love
metaphorically.
Rivers?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about rivers. Give me three adjectives to describe rivers that makes you like them.
Flow.
Mm-hmm.
Energy.
Mm-hmm.
Refreshment.
Okay, so when we do the jacket one again, give me adjectives just like that to describe the jacket. Go ahead.
Okay. Jacket. Cold. Blanket.
That's not an adjective.
Warmth.
Okay. Cold. Warm.
Yeah.
And?
Protection.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to reveal what these things mean.
Okay.
So your favorite animal is how you want to be perceived, or how you, let me find it. I gotta make sure this is important. Favorite animal.
Mm-hmm.
You said a lion. Okay. The way you view yourself, that's what that means. So you view yourself as a lion, you got good textured hair, you like the social structure, and what was the other way?
Sleeps.
That's how you
view
yourself.
No, I think pandas are cute, you know what I'm saying? But
okay.
My favorite animal is
okay, your favorite article of clothing, that is how others perceive you. So you said cold, warm, and protective.
Cool.
Yeah. And your favorite body of water, this is how you view sex. You said refreshing, flows, and energy. That's pretty good. that sounds like good sex.
Yeah,
all right. Thank you for playing that game and opening up your subconscious. I have a little gift for you now.
Okay.
You ready?
Oh, shit.
Ah.
I spelled my name right.
Sorry.
can I open it right?
Yes, open it. And... yeah, take your time there. All right, go ahead and read that for you. That's your own affirmation.
A little affirmation. I'm worthy of health, happiness, and unlimited pancakes. I'm pursuing me.
Okay. Get all the
pancakes you
want. And that's a little notebook and a thank you card.
Thank you so much. I'll end up using this notebook.
Good. And the affirmation thing as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, great.
What do you do with the affirmation?
You hang it up, put it on your fridge, put it on your mirror,
mm-hmm.
Look at it, read it, take it in. Remember how much fun you had on this podcast.
Okay.
And where can people find you online and tell them about how they can get some of you? We haven't even talked about your fashion line, Compton College, which is kind of taken over. Who were it? Michelle Obama?
Michelle Obama.
Chris D'Elia, Sarah Silverman. Yeah. I mean, does Zac Efron wear it?
Yeah,
Zac Efron. This is huge. Compton College. Where can people buy some Compton College gear?
Compton College, bigcartel.com. You can go to my website, ComptonCollegeInc.com. You can go to Instagram if you want to find the link to my websites.
Okay. And this is Compton College that you're wearing right now too.
Yeah, but this is a sample piece. You know,
I like this. So might this be something that you?
Yeah, it's a sample, like something I'm like working on. I haven't like decided exactly.
And the hoodie
is another sample.
Is that a wolf?
A different line.
I love that.
That I'm trying to play with, you know. So this is a wolf. The wolf is loose, you know. And then I got the collar shirt on under here.
I love it.
Oh, but this one's all messed up. It's good for the under.
Okay.
This is an under shirt.
Compton College in all layers. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And if you guys haven't already, please subscribe, like, leave a review for the podcast. Even if you have, just like leave another review. That's good. And follow us on Instagram at Little Advice Podcast. And if you're a Patreon member, I highly encourage you to be a Patreon member because we're going to have an extra bonus segment with Damar about how he comes up with some of his creative ideas. Thank you guys so much for listening to
Get yours at HodaGo.co.